Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Micah chapter 6. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. It's not much, really. It's the response of faith, what God is asking his people. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with me. Yet they'd forgotten his mercy. He brings that up in that courtroom scene there with the mountains as the audience, as the courtroom. Perhaps taking it so for granted that it was out of their memory, or perhaps due to the situation in life, for God's people had allowed perhaps fear to replace faith. There was the looming threat of Assyria, who would come from the east and destroy them. The northern kingdom, after all, had fallen in 722, and perhaps Israel thought they were next, and that event wasn't so long after all. But after all, it could be, it could never happen here. Maybe Jerusalem would never fall. After all, God would not allow this to happen to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Zion, the holy hill shall never fall. When I go on my walk in the mornings, we are on the top of a hill. After the flood in Addis, we made sure that we were on the top of a hill. And so whenever I encounter hills in St. Louis, it always brings back to my mind the hills in Addis Ababa. We're about a mile up in elevation. You didn't always see the mountains because there was so much construction going on. The Belt and Road program was doing its work, and China was building building after building. But if you look beyond the smog, you looked and got to the top of a hill, you would see all the layers of hills beyond Addis Ababa. There were lots of steep hills. As I would start my walk from Makaniesu Seminary, I would meander past the mosque that had woken me up a couple hours before with the call to prayer, and on up towards the hill, up to the highest point nearest us, not to the highest point of the city. But my walk would take me up to the top of my route, and right there at the end was the Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox, Ethiopian Orthodox church, right there on the hill, so that you could see it if you looked up from the seminary. There it was. At other points in the city, you could look up, and there it was. One could be mindful not only of that church, but also of the enormous hills all around the city. All could see as they walked from their homes to church, all could see the multitude of mountains and be reminded of how small they were. The Israelites, when they would make their way up to the temple, had a similar walk. They were on their way up to Jerusalem. Upon their lips would be that psalm of ascent, as they ascended up towards Jerusalem. The psalm which would later be called the missionary psalm, Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. words on their lips, reminding them again and again of God's promise that He has not left or forsaken them, that He is their God, and that He cares for them. Words that we hear at a baptism, the Lord keep your going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Words spoken as we come to the font. But they were reminded, God's people were, of Yahweh and His mercy as they ascended that mountaintop. And Micah, as well, takes us to another mountain, to a courtroom, as I mentioned earlier. God knew His people had a beef against Him, so to speak. And so the mountains were there as a witness to Him, to them, of what they would claim that God was doing. But what were they claiming? What were they complaining, rather, in their claim to God? Why is this even a matter of argument? A few verses prior to this is where we have that scene with the mountains as those who are hearing. And so listen up, says Yahweh. Have you heard? And in the verses prior to our text, He's recounting to them of what He's done for them. Remember My people, and He does call them His people. My people, I had mercy on you. I saved you. Remember back then when I saved you from Egypt, Egyptian servitude, and who was there? Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Each played their role. I sent them to redeem you in Egypt, and they shepherded you during those years on the way to the land of promise. Listen, My people. That redemption overflows into your life today. Had I not redeemed you, O Israel, had I not redeemed you from slavery, you would still be enslaved in Egypt. But now you are free. I have blessed you. I have redeemed you and continued to be faithful to all My promises. I love you, My people, God is saying. So perform justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with Me, says the Lord. And then while they wandered in the wilderness, God again brings this up as the courtroom scene is there that really shifts from a courtroom to more of speaking against those ridiculous accusations. Listen, My people. While you wandered in the wilderness, I was there with you. Balak, who sought to curse you through Balaam, he didn't succeed. And while there were plans for evil against you, I prevailed over them, says the Lord. My promises and My faithfulness do not fail. Remember these things, because those curses became a blessing. But here's the heart of the matter for Israel. It's really a first commandment issue, making something other than Yahweh, their God, into a god. While they may not have overtly bowed down to a particular idol like they did right after they came out of Egypt and bowed down to the golden calf, it was a matter of the heart, the object of trust. And so Yahweh is bringing to mind again and again what He has done for them. Their matter of trust had become something other than Yahweh. They were fearing, they were loving, they were trusting in something other than Him. And we're no different, are we? That's the heart of the matter for us, the first commandment. If we trip over that one, we trip over the rest. What have we made into a god so that we're not being just or loving or walking humbly with our God because we've let that become our God rather than the true God? What could it be? Could it be your job? Could it be the longing for a better one? Could it be money? Could it be the economy? Could it be kids? Could it be career? What causes us to forget all those things of God's generosity in Jesus? What do we fear? The Israelites were afraid of what would come if Assyria took Jerusalem. What are your fears? First commandment, what is the meaning? When we think about fearing, loving, or trusting in God above all things, is there something else that has replaced God and we're afraid of? And to what does God do? The same thing He called God's people here in our text, to repent. So listen up, says God through Micah. Remember the past, my mercy, my forgiveness, my faithfulness, my love for you. As I have saved you and shepherded you, even now, I am always ready to forgive. I'm always ready to restore. I'm always ready to renew you. Repent and cling to me. And mindful of yesterday's text from Pastor Droga Miller yesterday, reminded us again and again of God's mercy, the unfathomable debt that the one man had to the master and was forgiven out of God's generosity or the ruler's generosity, and then he goes and gets upset with his brother who owes only a pittance. The Lord has forgiven us a mountainous debt, a humongous debt. And so, Lord, give us ears to hear and hearts to repent and respond to his generosity. God is merciful and gracious, abounding in steadfast love. And who in Christ has forgiven you and me the mountainous debt of our sin? In Christ, because you have been forgiven, you do love one another as God has loved you. You know that love. You daily live in that certain confidence that Christ has laid down his life for you on the cross. And while you're not in the mile-high city of Denver or Addis Ababa or in Israel where God's people looked up as they walked on their way to the temple, we rather look up to the one who died on that hill. We have some pretty wonderful artistic reminders, not only the cross here, but a wonderful reminder of God's generosity towards us on the cross. Looking to the one who was nailed and fixed there, who took our sin and our shame and died for us, and by his holy blood has forgiven us and renewed us and cleansed us. And so we are his people. And because you, having died yourself with Christ in baptism, as we sang in the hymn, reminded of that wonderful reality we have in Christ, daily you and I rise anew. We rise anew, repentant, forgiven, forgiving, and striving to love one another because he first loved us. And so what does each day look like? Well, the last verse of the hymn says it better than I could. So use it well. You're made new in Christ, a new creation, as faithful Christians live and do within your own vocation. Until that day when you possess his glorious robe of righteousness bestowed on you forever. You do that because you're forgiven of all your sins. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.